I'm very interested in, as an artist, as a musician,
yeah,
in how you channel this creative flow,
yeah,
of words,
yeah,
so easily.
Yeah.
It seems like you have metaphors, you have, it's just like, blah.
I know.
Very attractive to me.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I sit and I, you know, it's part of my process daily. And just curious what your, if there's anything that you can share.
Totally.
Kind of, yeah.
I'll give you the most uncensored answer.
Okay.
Because it's the easiest way for me to describe my process. When you're a channel. Now, when I'm a channel, it's not about putting your ego aside and letting someone else come through, because when you're an integrated being, there's no ego to move out of the way. It just gets integrated. Your ego becomes a servant of the light within you. So it's about letting yourself drift into a stream of consciousness. There was a time in my life where I learned how to access that stream of consciousness. And then there was a time where I drifted so deep into the stream of consciousness that I just kind of drifted into the stream and never came back. So everything I say is the stream of consciousness. But in the beginning, what it feels like, and I'm just, you know, I'm just using words to describe my experience. But it, when you start doing this, it feels like you're talking out of your ass. It really does. Because you're just, you relax your eyes, you relax your breath, and you just start letting words come out. Now, in the beginning, you're going to work through some of the rough ends, so you're going to have to talk for a few minutes before something really coherent comes through. Mm. Right? Just like some people will take a notebook, and you sit there with the pen, you just let words be written. You just let something higher inside of you either write through you or talk through you. And sometimes, you know, what I've had people do when they want to practice channeling is I say, do some deep, slow breathing, get very, very relaxed, press record on your iPhone, and just talk. Just talk. Doesn't matter if it's in circles, just let it come through. And just start getting used to letting words flow through you instead of creating an agenda of what you want to say, holding in position and waiting for the opportunity to strike. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you're going into a situation, you go, oh, I'm going to say that. That's clever. Hold it. And you're just waiting. Like you're like double duck jump rope. You're just waiting. Waiting. Talk one more time, right? No. you just let it speak. And if you can just sit there, even by yourself, and just let the stream of consciousness flow, you will start to develop your own intuitive channel. And then as you practice this, and I've been practicing this in front of audiences for 13 years, the gift is you learn how to bring it through. It's containing a vibration of spiritual energy. Everyone benefits from the you can feel the energy, but it's also using all of my humanness to relate to you. So as I'm channeling, I'm also tuning into what wants to be taught. I can think as I'm doing it. I can do five different things at once because I'm used to the flow. So you're just getting used to that flow. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you getting used to the flow first.
Mm-hmm.
And then with that, playing. Playing?
Like, okay, so as a musician, you've performed music to where you can be on stage performing and think about, oh, I'm too close to the stage. You can do a few different things at once, and it's almost like you're performing, but on the inside you can also do a few other things. Mm-hmm. So this is what channeling is, where you're letting it come through, but on the inside there's also this hold mother things down. But you just let it come through. Let it come through, let it come through, let it come through, let it come through. So you sit there, do some deep relaxing breathing, get real relaxed, like you're almost between waking state and sleep. Like you feel like I could go to sleep. When you're in that place of I could go to sleep, press record and start talking. Mm-hmm. That's being in a lucid state. Mm-hmm. And you just learn to access that part of your brain. And the more you do it, the more your brain opens up and brings it through. It's a practice. Mm-hmm. There have been many times where I, as a kid, would sit in my room and just do this and talk to myself. And I was working out my own channel. And at the time, I thought, I'm either doing something rather significant or I'm crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How important is themes for you? Like using a certain theme, like you're going to speak about a certain topic?
Well, I mean, I'm always asked a year in advance. You know, I booked a year in advance for all my speakings. So they always go, we need a title for your talk. And so all of my titles are often these ambiguous titles, where at the very least, I'm going to say whatever I'm going to say, and at the end, I'll go, end of anger. Yeah. And then that's it. Because who the fuck knows what I'm going to say? A year ago, I came up with, or 5 months ago, I came up with the end of anger. I'm flying here going, why did I do that? What was my point? I had a point a year ago. I don't even know what that point is anymore. It feels like 10,000 years ago. I can teach every spiritual topic from 1,000 different point of views, and every time I teach it differently, because they all represent different dimensions. So, you know, or like Hay House. I have a radio show with Hay House, and a month in advance, I have to write topics for each episode with like a one-line description. And I do that, and then the day of, I look at the topic, and I go, now why did I do that? I don't even know what that is. Mm-hmm. And I have to come up with a way to do that, and then it comes to me, and then I do it. So it's like a very big improv game, you know, where so you just have to learn to flow with your instincts. I have to give topics for the events I do, because I'm booked and they want to advertise a title. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. It's not very sexy. Join Matt in person as he talks about whatever the hell he wants for your viewing enjoyment. What am I going to get out of that? I need bullet points. So, but I literally, with my intuition, tune into an audience and I can feel where everyone's at collectively, and I can feel what everyone has in common, and I talk to that. Mm. I feel it. So when I'm on stage, what I feel in my body is not me. It's this. All of this audience comes together and makes a group soul energy. So it's as if all of us are like this spiritual Voltron. There's a cartoon as a kid called Voltron, where all these little lion characters became this big robot. Right, so all of us come together and make up this giant thing called a group soul. And I tune into the one that we're all a part of. And whatever we all collectively have in common, I get in my body, I intuit, and I just speak to that. And as I'm channeling, I feel all of what's being healed and resolved. If there's deflection, if there's defensiveness, I will immediately stop and start addressing that and feel it resolve. I can feel what goes in. I can feel what bounces off like Teflon. Because what I feel in my body is what the group is feeling. And so those are the abilities I use to do what I do.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I look forward to freestyling with you in the future.
Hell yeah. Totally. Thanks, brother. This is my freestyle, right? There are other people who do a different kind of freestyle, right? Like Eminem, right? Rapper. He's got his stream of consciousness. He's got his freestyle. Incredible. This is my freestyle. This is, you know, and this is what I bring through. We all have our own freestyle. And we just got to work out our process. And we just have to trust ourselves. You know, and sometimes you're going to bring it through and it's going to be amazing. And you'll be in those situations where no one else agrees with you. But you are amazing to you. And there are times where people think you're amazing. You don't know why. We're just working it out. We really are. Just working it out.